Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Pressing record.
1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. Hope you're doing well. We are here in this beautiful, glorious day. We finally have some sunshine in Los Angeles. Sunshine. And it's been just so hard on us. It was like 70 and kind of cloudy for a good couple of days. But now we are finally back at it. Paul, as you can hear, is someplace with music. Where are you?
I am in Juneau, Alaska.
And, oh, my God.
Everything was normal until some one-man band guy just walked by. So hopefully we don't have to pay music clearance for that. I don't know who that was.
What's it like in Juneau right now?
It is absolutely beautiful. This goes along with the trend of all the places that we go to. I went to Seattle on Saturday. It was like 85 degrees and sunny. Like every beautiful place that we go to, that's supposed to be bad weather. It's like you can see glaciers. I mean, it's still really beautiful, like Alaska, but it's like 75 degrees and sunny. It's great.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous. And what are you doing in Juneau?
I'm doing two shows tonight in Juneau at the big theater here, so it'll be fun. I heard a little bit of your, it was relayed back to me that you're wondering where I was, so I just wanted to make sure you're like, I don't know if he's
very concerned. We had no reports of your whereabouts.
Well, I was getting in touch with you, but then all of a sudden, what was this acting thing? Was this an emergency acting thing? Did you fill in for Philip, somebody famous?
They just called and wanted me to do a part in a film. It's going to be called Paper Spiders with myself and Lily Taylor.
Cool.
You remember Lily Taylor from indie film fame and Say Anything? And
okay, cool.
I shot Andy Warhol. She's really great. So anyway, I play her love interest.
Nice.
In the middle of the movie. Yeah, so I went up to Syracuse, New York, back again to your old stopping grounds, and did a little acting.
Nice. So that's why you're getting shape. We didn't know you had a love scene coming up.
I didn't either, but thankfully it's a middle-aged love scene, so you don't take your clothes off.
Okay. And so when's it coming out, or is it still...
No idea. I just shot it. I'm not even done. I have to go back in a couple, in like a week or so, and do some more on it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
But it was fun. It was good to be doing some little acting. And then I'm going next week. We're doing live Come to Papa in New York City on Monday instead of Tuesday, and then we go do Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Thursday for the Saturday broadcast, and then live from here with Chris Thiele in St. Louis.
Very cool.
On that Saturday. So, yeah, it's going to be a little crazy, crazy run.
And I don't know if there's been some fans come to the shows up here, and they know now that you can download Tom Papa's Out in America. Did you know this?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you mentioned that before, but that's what people are telling me now, that they download your part of Live From Here every week, the Out in America.
Oh, nice. Off of the YouTubes.
Yeah, is that what it is? They made it. I don't know if it's not a podcast, but yeah, I think a few of the people...
Well, yeah, if you go to Live From Here, If you go to the Live From Here podcast, that's my pieces part of it, because they can't podcast the whole show because it's a lot of music and a lot of rights and things like that. But my part, of course, you can podcast, which so they post that all the time.
Okay, yeah, that's what somebody was telling me, that they just download your part and listen to it every week now. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. That's very cool. Yeah, the show's going pretty well. We only have a couple more left for the season. We have St. Louis and then Tanglewood, Wolf Trap down by D.C., and I forget, there's another one in there, Louisville, which I will not be at because I will be officiating the great Colin Quinn's wedding.
Ah. Are you allowed to tell that? Is TMZ going to camp out now, or what's... Are you now allowed to say the exact date?
The time and place. It'll be in Beverly Hills. How was Mother's Day yesterday? Did you call your mother?
Of course. Yeah, my mom. We also, like, not normal people, but we have the same birthday. So we also have, like, another day for my mom that we celebrate. So... but Mother's Day, I know they went to, they went to a baseball game down in Tampa, an indoor baseball game, and, yeah, and she's still running around and having fun, so, they're having a good time. What about your parents? Are they still in New York, or are they...
I decided not to call her this year.
Just keep her on her toes?
I was like, you know... Yeah, you don't want to just, you just want to just celebrate it for you know, just because everybody else is. I was like, you know what? Maybe she underperformed this year.
Yeah, maybe what did she really do? She doesn't pack your lunch anymore.
No. Very, very little participation. Not a lot of cooked meals any longer. hasn't given me a ride. And I probably, you know, I have to go a lot of places, and I have to Uber because she doesn't hasn't driven me any place in probably a good 30 years, I would say.
Yeah.
So I figured if I don't call and don't post anything online, maybe she'll get the message and step it up next year.
That's right. Start mailing some gifts.
Yeah. Come on. Just because everybody else says I'm supposed to just give it up, you know. You don't stop being a mom just because your husband, your son moves out, gets married on his own, and has a family somewhere across the country.
You know what you need to do? So you need to move back in. That's what you should do this summer.
She would love that.
Making your bed, making your lunch.
Yeah, the funny part is she would embrace that wholeheartedly. If given the chance.
That would be great.
But, yeah, maybe.
Get your old room. Get your posters back up. Get your Lonnie Anderson poster.
Well, we'll give her a shot. I mean, you know, at the very least, she's been put on notice.
Yes.
So what are you doing in Alaska? Are you going to be there for... have you been there this whole time?
No, I've been going back and forth to Seattle. Seattle and Juneau.
On a boat?
There's a big... cruise ship, but yeah, I'm just doing different shows in different theaters in both of these places. So
so you'll go to Seattle from Juneau on a boat?
Yes. I'll do two shows tonight, and then there's another there's a magician I'm performing a show with on Friday. It's like a variety show. His name is Nick Paul. He said he worked with Ian Hermosa.
Oh, really?
But he, so we do that show in Victoria, British Columbia, which is a beautiful city. Ooh, I've never been there. Have you?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I didn't know there's so many islands and so many things up there. It's pretty crazy.
That's one of the nicest parts of the world.
Yeah, I thought Seattle gorgeous. Was there, and then you just go way north and there's Vancouver on the same, but there's like a bazillion islands. There's a beautiful like city walk and in Victoria. It's great. So it's cool to see all these.
You could
places.
Take a little seaplanes between all those islands up there and over to Vancouver and all the rest of it. It's just it really is some of the nicest places you'll ever visit. all year round too.
Yeah,
there's
it's
like
pretty
beautiful
crazy.
Stuff in the summer, but there's stuff in the winter there that's like Christmas time that is just storybook.
Why do we keep going to Canada is the question, Tom. How does it happen that we just keep going?
Well, there are North American brothers.
I don't think we've ever been to Canada this much. Even when we went to Montreal, that was like one time. You fell in love with Winnipeg. Somebody told me you put some money down on a house up there. That your kids are going to go to school there and you're going to teach an art class or something?
Can't wait.
What happened up there?
I'm going to retire up there.
You were very upset.
It's just a beautiful place with beautiful people, and I found a couple good coffee shops. It's just ideal. But it's only nice there for about 5 days out of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I happen to be there during one of them, but the rest of it's supposed to be a living nightmare.
Oh,
but
really?
I was there for the good part.
Nice.
And I would love to stay in all these places if only I could just go in the summer months.
Exactly.
And then cruise down south in the winter, which the tour next year is going to hit that. Speaking of which, I didn't plug any of that. Go to tompapa.com because I've got some shows coming up in New York, New Jersey, and Newton. I've got some shows coming up in other places. I think we already are on sale in Denver and Cleveland and a bunch of places. So go to tompapa.com and pick up those tickets. The paperback version of the book, which is a big thing, May 21st, we've sold enough books to actually have a paperback version.
Sweet.
So it's very exciting. I just got a couple in the mail from my trusty editor, and it's a very cool thing, I have to say. So that comes out on May 21st, so look up all that stuff and go to paulhasawebsite.com and see which boat is taking Paul to which continent.
No.
But I feel like the people in Canada, if it wasn't for those people at the map store at the Rand McNally who just drew that line straight across the top, we would all be one country. We would all be the same. We're share the same land.
Yeah, it is very strange. There is even a Vancouver, USA. There's a Vancouver, Canada, and they're like 20 miles apart. It's very strange.
Yeah, why not? Why not bring the barrier down and just make us all one big mishmash, and then bring in a little Mexico as well.
Well, I mean, Alaska, we already kind of skipped around. Is that because we got like a discount thing? Didn't we buy Alaska and Louisiana at the same time or something?
I think they threw it in when you, as like a, as an incentive, like you were able to, if you did a couple things, if you bought enough out west, they threw in Alaska. I just read, did you ever read Jack London as a kid?
Yeah, White Fang.
Call of the Wild. White Fang. I just read White Fang for the first time. For some reason, I don't know what happened as a kid, but I never got exposed to Jack London. I never read Call of the Wild. I never read White Fang. I never had any of that stuff. And I remember, you know, it was maybe, I don't know, maybe I was, my school just wasn't into it. I don't know what happened. But, I picked up a copy for $4 at the last bookstore in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, nice.
And decided, let me check out White Fang. He, you know, grew up in San Francisco, went out on his own when he was 14 years old, started writing not that long after, and became pretty famous pretty quickly. And I have to say, I not only did I totally enjoy the book... I'm not, this isn't some new critique hot off the presses by any means, but such a good writer, a great writer. Can't wait to read more. And White Fang, not only entertaining and fun and well written, but also now I feel like I'm closer with Bella than I've ever been before.
That's what it did. So your message is Jack London to keep at it, keep going.
Thompson. Yeah, keep very. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Now, what is it about, Bella, though? Because I think the moral of those stories is even though you can have a relationship with these animals, they're still wild, right?
Yes, but I got to see the inner workings of a dog's mind and what their instinct is and how they consider humans and all that kind of stuff. And it just gave me a better sense of Bella. And also, it made me realize that Bella is very spoiled.
Yes, domesticated.
Domesticated for any of her little barking at an 80-year-old woman walking down the street. This is not a dog that is in any way suffering. But also what Mr. London taught me, it wouldn't take much for her to snap and have her instinct come out and attack if she has to.
Right, like an intruder.
Yes, like possibly an intruder. And like White Fang, she'll attack and go right for the neck and make them bleed out.
And that would be the tough part, is if she did kill, would she be able to come back and just play with rubber toys after that, after tasting flesh?
After she has had some human neck meat.
She wouldn't be
able to... Did you read Call of the Wild? Do you remember that one?
I'm trying to think. Both of them kind of blend together. One of them there's like a lone wolf or something, the guy befriends him, or... They journey together? I can't remember.
Well, that's kind of White Fang, I guess.
I still have the Cliff Notes if you want them. I can...
Yeah. But man, my sister was saying that she went and visited... Did I just hear a dog?
Yeah, there's a couple... We're in the Alaska wildlife lands, Tom. There's mountain goats here. Even though there's a guy with a boombox, there's probably an elk right around here. There's a...
The coffee shop, you mean?
I'm outside now because I didn't want to disturb people in the coffee shop. But I bet you would love this coffee because this is a very small town and the line is out the door for this coffee. So I don't know what they put in it, but...
Really? What's it called?
Heritage Coffee. Heritage Coffee Company.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And there's
some. I'm having a nice cup of coffee right now.
Nice. Yeah. Basically, the thing that I've learned is like I have to, like on a cruise ship, I organize my things better, my time.
Yeah.
I've been working out every day. This has been like I'm like, you know, when Rocky goes to like Siberia to work out to train for the fight, that's what I feel like I'm doing. I'm just writing jokes, like, working out, benching logs.
Sounds like you're in prison.
It does feel like that too. But
you figure if you make it Rocky, you'll be less suicidal.
Yeah, it's like prison. You work out, you eat good, and then you catch up with your reading and writing. That's about it. And they let me.
Oh boy!
And they let me out every 4 days to do a show, and then I go back inside.
How many single divorcees have you hooked up with on this trip?
No. I think it has been a pretty younger crowd than most.
Oh, yeah?
Cruise things. Most people are from. A lot of people are from Seattle. It's kind of like, I guess right. College has just ended, so there's some younger people. But it is pretty cool. Like, it is fascinating because, you know, of your joke condemning the cruises, it is fascinating that the amount of food that they make, the amount of food that is fresh.
Yes.
They had escargot last night, which I didn't try.
Ooh.
But just the amount of,
you know what's
like,
weird
cuisine,
about that?
It's pretty great.
You know what's weird about that?
What's that?
I literally, as we're talking, am doodling here on my little worksheet.
Uh-huh.
I just completed drawing a picture of a snail.
Wow.
I swear to God. As you're talking, I'm literally coloring in his shell, and you say, escargot.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy. That means that, you know, I told you that Omar from Toronto still thought we were lying, that we were in the same room while we're doing this podcast, but we're really not.
Oh, please. If anybody saw me trying to edit these things together from other parts of the country and saw all the aggravation, you would, well, that's good. I'm glad that they're actually coming through that way.
Yeah, that's
isn't there that creepy factor of you have all those people eating out of the same stuff in the same place? Like, you know, something's going to go wrong. One person gets diarrhea, that whole ship is in trouble.
Well, the funny thing is, like, you know, how many hundreds of years have people been, you know, living on ships and crossing the country? There's a whole dialect, there's a whole thing, you know, like muster stations, there's all this stuff, you know, starboard, it's a whole way of life, man. It's like, remember I told you the 7-Eleven life? This is like the ship life. There's different things that you do every day. There's ways to organize things. But I also, you know, that's the thing. There's a million people. But I get my laundry done every day by a crew of guys. They press my suit. It's like there's a lot of cool things about it because everything's run so efficiently.
Ugh. Do you get seasick?
No, I haven't. Usually if it's a smaller boat, I'll have a little trouble with that. I know you have some trouble with that, right? It seems like there's a lot more of those little... There's like, you know, the thing that you put behind your ear? People have those on like wristbands now, and I guess those are pretty good.
Right, they're supposed to work. You know, yeah, it's a... You're not. No one's wearing those wristbands walking around on the solid ground.
No. Well, that's the funny thing.
You know what
thing.
I mean?
Well, there's like a whole Broadway show of people dancing, you know, like one of those productions that your wife was probably in, and these dancers are doing all these athletic things, and the ship is moving, so it's like very dangerous. And and then I'm doing my shows tonight while we're docked, and I'm basically standing still. So I think they hate me because of the schedule.
So you've been making out with the dancers, not as many divorcees?
No, I think the dancers are their own clique. Like, that's the whole thing, too, is there's people, like, we're not really officially passengers, but then we're also not crew. That's why this is like the one time that the magicians and comedians are kind of in the same group. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Right.
Like, even if there's a juggler, well, I'd have more in common with him than like one of the dancers. There's also like the BB King's Blues Club, so there's all the blues people. They're cool to hang out with, the singers and stuff.
Late at night, do you stand at the edge of the ship like Titanic and put your arms out? Eleven twenty. What's sunrise? 4:20. So it's only light out. It's only dark for like 6 hours. Wow. It's no wonder you're not making out with anybody. You don't have any time. I don't know. I think you're going to snap. I think you're going to snap and you're going to go crazy and start drinking a lot, and then you're going to end up getting sea syphilis. Right? Right. Yeah, I get that. That's pretty good. I could see that being a thing. Are you being getting arrested now? Maybe you really are going to prison. I'm not sure either. What city would you compare Juno to? Yeah. Oh, cool. Sounds like you could hook up there. Just be like, I'm from the ship. I have to leave in a couple hours. You'll never see me again. Nothing's more appealing to someone than knowing that you're going to leave. Yeah, come on. Who's that? Yeah, no, you break it. I went to San Francisco. We're not talking long-term relationship. You're talking just a couple hours of stories you can bring back to your pirates on the ship. I'm saying it's time to focus, and if you're going to be on a boat, we want stories. We're not there yet. Oh, that's cool.
New York summer romance will be better than trying to get back to Juneau, Alaska on the weekends.
We don't care where it comes from. We just want stories, even if you have to make them up.
Okay.
Come on. Even the kid in high school always had a girlfriend like up in Alaska.
Yeah, it's Niagara Falls area, I believe.
Right.
she lives in Niagara Falls. No, I did. Yeah, the latest romance is the belly dancer I met at the shopping mall here in Juneau. She's a belly dancer and she's a sharpshooter.
I feel like who's this?
My imaginary girlfriend. She's a belly dancer and sharpshooter. And
I feel like people who live on the sea don't live as long as people who live on the land.
Well, what do you think about the Alaska? Like, if you were to live in a place like this, like where you're in the wilderness, you're kind of like catching your own food, Joe Rogan style. Do you really think you could survive here?
Yeah, but it's too much of a struggle. No,
this is Jack London place right here.
Yeah, but people die when they're like 30.
Yeah, but then you're not putting any kind of chemicals in your body or anything weird like that. You're living healthier. The air is clear. Water's fresher.
Yeah, but the elements wear you down. You're there on a sunny day. It seems all hospitable. But the rest of the year, those people are just suffering and being ground out like cigarettes. you have to live in a place. there are certain places where you live where it's proven that you can live a longer, healthier life, and they're never in places like Alaska or Minneapolis or up there in the tundra.
I thought this is where all your books are about, these people that live because they eat like all this natural fish and they do everything natural up here. Wasn't that China or Alaska or something?
Those are people. Look, they eat natural up there, but like I said, the weather grinds them down. You eat fish and natural stuff in Japan, those people live a long time.
You're right. You can be as healthy as you want. If you get eaten by a bear, it doesn't really matter what your cholesterol is.
Costa Rica, here's a list of the places where people live remarkably long lifespans. Loma Linda, Costa Rica, Sardinia.
Loma Linda, California?
Yep.
Or is that a place? Holy cow.
Yep, in California. Greece, Okinawa, Japan. Nice. These are the places where people make it to their 100th birthday, 10 times the rate of the general U.S. population.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Why don't we go to Okinawa?
I'd like to go to Sardinia. That's where my people come from.
They eat the Mediterranean diet.
They eat a lot of fish. And they live their lives, and you know what they don't have? Down jackets. They don't have down jackets. They don't have guns to shoot grizzly bears. They have none of these struggles.
A lot of wine, a lot of grappa. Or what do they drink? What do the Greek people drink?
Wine, grappa, beautiful chocolates, bread, of course, beautiful breads. This is how people live long, healthy, happy lives.
All right, we'll make that tour schedule. I'll go to every one of those places. We'll go direct from Okinawa to Sardinia to Greece and then end up in Loma Linda. I feel like that's the tour.
It sounds like we could do that tour over and over for the rest of our lives.
All right, man. I gotta wrap up soon. We're losing battery here. I want to make sure we get the file up to you.
All right, man. Well, good luck out there. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. And we want sex stories.
Okay. Especially for Mother's Day, so my mom can hear them. This is good. But if anybody has any Alaska questions, put them on Twitter. And then if anybody has a way to get us to Okinawa or Sardinia, call Tom's agent.
All right, man. Watch out for bears.
Right. I will.
Enjoy your life.